Afternoon, I'm Neil Quigley. Hope day going well for you so far. I do end up doing some strange favours for my friends. One of them is buying a shed off another one, and he wanted me to try and help him work out how he could take it down easily, because basically I was going to visit this mate. He asked me to text him pictures, which I did, and I made it sound like it was quite difficult. I was going out of my way, I was doing it really, you know, against my will and putting in a lot of effort. But I kind of forgot that the shed had windows, so in one of the pictures I sent him, you can see my reflection with me having a cup of tea, taking the picture with my free hand, therefore maybe not giving the job quite as much attention as I should have, or making it quite as difficult as I pretended it was. Mind you, that's how I do most tasks anyway, with a cup of tea in hand. That's the way I work. All these years I've been going to the gym or out running to keep fit, and new research now suggests you can stay in shape quite easily just by doing jobs around the home. A professor from Loughborough University has drawn up a new guide for exercise which suggests going for a lunchtime walk, digging the garden, ironing or hoovering improves fitness levels enough to keep you in shape. That sounds great. I've got to be honest, I'd rather go down the gym than clean the house or do the gardening any day. Am I the only person who didn't go and see Take That play at Wembley Stadium? Every time I looked on Facebook or spoke to people on the phone last week, everyone appeared to have either been going there or been there. I almost went last Monday, found some tickets available, thought about just hopping on the train, but I didn't. Then some friends invited to me to go on Saturday, but I already had plans, so couldn't. I now so wish I'd gone. I've not seen or heard one bad review. Everyone seemed to love it. I have found tickets to go and see Take That, priced at £6.70. The problem is, it's for a gig in Milan, in Italy, so transport and accommodation costs will be a bit more expensive. There's always a catch, isn't there? I saw a bat fly across the garden last night. They are beautiful things to watch. They're very graceful in the way they move. That is something that should have made me think about wildlife shows, maybe David Attenborough. But instead, the first thing that came into my head was the children's cartoon series Batfink. For a bonus point, can you remember what his sidekick was called? Time up, karate. He was twice the size of his boss, but always getting rescued by him, strangely, wasn't he? I went up to London last week. I love it when life throws up some surprises. I went to meet a friend of mine for dinner to celebrate his birthday. Now, I was a bit late, thanks to my rubbish directional sense. I'm awful, got no idea, always late for everything, so always get lost. But I found the restaurant. I met up with my mate, his wife, and a guy he works with. We sat down at the table, and they said we're waiting for one more person to arrive, so we're just sitting there making general conversation. Who walks in to join us but the American money expert Alvin Hall? Had no idea he was the last member of the party. He does have one of the best laughs I've ever heard. If you've ever heard it on TV and you think he's putting that laugh on, think again. He's not. He really does laugh like that. He was giving us behind the scenes gossip on that school program he did with Jamie Oliver when he became a teacher. Did you see that? Very, very interesting. Really nice guy as well. Very friendly. Good fun. I did somehow manage, though, to resist the temptation to ask him for any financial advice. I was tempted, you know, he's a money expert, might have helped, but it was my friend's birthday meal, so I thought I'd leave it. Just love it when unexpected things like that happen. Am I the only person who can't open plastic carrier bags in the supermarket? I struggle for ages. This happened last night. Then the person on the till offers to help because they feel sorry for me. They open them straight away, and I swear they're doing exactly the same thing that I was doing anyway. Catches me out every single time. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago I saw a lady out jogging while pushing a pushchair with twins in. Well, this has now developed further. Last week I saw a whole running group meeting. They were meeting up at a local park in Risborough. They all had children in pushchairs. There was about eight of them warming up properly, stretching, then going for a run together, which seems a very sensible and good idea. The kids get some fresh air and the mums get a bit of exercise while looking after the kids. Good work, everyone. I bet it has a name like Pramicize or something like that.